Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slavko Bekvic, now joined by Lugnuts infielder Christian Lopes. First of all, Christian, how you feeling?
Feeling good.
Out of Huntington Beach, California, a lot of good ball players coming out of that area. I want to go back to your teenage years before we start with your professional experience. As a 13-year-old, you were rated the top player in California, and you had some pretty quality players on that team, some good teammates.
Yeah, I mean, we're 13 years old. Like, it's hard to judge how a team's going to be, but yeah, we had a fun group of guys. We were younger, and I mean, guys like Bryce Harper, and you can go on from there. But it was fun growing up and playing baseball. We never knew what would happen and how it would go about, but we ended up, you know, being here. There's still a lot of work to do, but, you know.
Outside of Bryce Harper, there's been a number of other players who got drafted, played an affiliated ball. Any other teammates that you can recall from that team?
Yeah, there's Vincent Velasquez, who's actually on the Bandits that we played a while ago over there in Iowa. We got Daniel Camarena, who's with the Yankees right now. I believe he's in low A. I'm not too sure. We have most of the guys which we played with are at D1 schools, such as Eric Snyder, UCLA. You got Jake Hernandez, USC. Dante Flores, USC. I mean, I can't remember everybody, but I mean, there would probably be two guys on that team who isn't playing anymore.
And you guys had something like a 95-3 record. How good were those teams that you actually lost to, or did you just not try?
I mean, it's baseball. We were younger, and it happened. I mean, we had a good squad, but if you pull back all those years, it was fun. It was fun playing with those guys.
Now, as a teenager, you get that ranking, and do you kind of take it with a grain of salt, or was there any added pressure to you? Maybe, you know, you're thinking, wow, if I don't succeed as a baseball player, I'm a failure.
No, I mean, like I said, I was 13 years old. At the time, it was fun, and I was, like, honored, you know. But you know, I always had my dad to humble me down and say that you're only 13, buddy. Like, you got a long way to go, a lot of, you know, a lot of work to do. This doesn't mean anything. And it didn't, you know.
Was your father kind of integral in getting you involved in baseball?
Yeah, actually, funny story is that I actually was too shy. I didn't want to play baseball. Me and my brother did. I didn't want to play. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was young, but my dad took me to the park. And remember, what took me to play was somebody that told me I'm going to be playing against kids that are half my height. At the time, I was, you know, bigger, so I decided to play.
You come into this year, and your brother is also playing in affiliated baseball. Timmy Lopes playing with the Clinton Lumber Kings. How often do you keep tabs on him?
I call him pretty much every other day. I mean, if not, he calls me, and so we kind of let each other know how we're doing, encourage each other, and you know, we're far away, but you know, we're still brothers, and we love each other, and we want each other to do well.
Do you have any other siblings that are involved in sports?
No, that's it, just him.
Did you guys have a friendly rivalry growing up? Who would be the better player?
Never. We always competed against each other in the batting cages with my pops, but other than that, you know, we're always pulling for each other. You know, we're brothers, and we do play the same position, but they're always going to compare us, and we understand that. But, you know, I don't care. If he does better than me, that's great. If I do better than him, doesn't matter. We're on different ball clubs, and we do different things for our team.
So you'll be playing against him later on this year. Have you played against him professionally before?
Never. That's the first time, and he had a good year last year, and he deserved where he's at. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited to play against him, and you know, it'd probably be a little bit weird, but I think it's going to be a fun experience.
Now, your parents are always emailing us in on the broadcast booth, talking about Timmy, talking about yourself, and they're always the pick to click. You're the nut of the night pick for the Lopes family back in California. How often do you kind of talk to them, and how much of them are actually huge baseball fans?
They're all good baseball fans. I'm actually going to call them and tell them to stop that, because that's unnecessary.
We don't mind it at all, trust me.
No, I love them to death, and I know they're always supportive, and they always want me to do well. So I mean, it's my family. They're gonna do that. But yeah, I talk to my dad, like I said, just as much as I talk to my brother. You know, he cares about what we're doing, and if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for my mom, and all the sacrifices they made, I wouldn't be halfway where I'm at now. And obviously, there's still a lot of work to do. There's still a long way ahead. But if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even be here.
As a Toronto Blue Jays draft pick, describe that feeling of, hey, now I'm finally in affiliated baseball, let's do this.
It was a good feeling. I actually didn't know if I was going to sign. I know I wanted to sign, but there was a lot of, you know, things going back and forth, and all I kept thinking to myself is I wanted to sign. But the feeling of the actual day that when they found out I was going to be a Blue Jay, I was, you know, ecstatic. This is what everybody dreams of. You know, it's your first your first shot, your opportunity, which is the best part. Is all you need is an opportunity, and I'm thankful for the Blue Jays giving me that.
Who did you grow up rooting for?
My dad grew up in New Jersey, and growing up with my pops, he was always a big Met fan. So, I mean, I didn't know better. I just followed with my dad's footsteps. So I was a Met fan growing up.
Did you model any of your game off players that you grew up watching?
I like to take bits and pieces. My dad never told me to pick one guy and say, you know, hey, this is the guy you should look after. No, I liked different things that different players did on and off the field, guys like, you know, David Wright, guys like Josh Hamilton, Albert Pujols, Ian Kinsler, guys like that who know how to play the game but are good ball players, good guys off the field.
Now, in the minor league system with the Blue Jays, you've made your way through and up to Lansing now this year. Baseball America has you rated as the number 21 prospect in the Jays organization coming into this 2013 season. Do you pay attention to that at all?
Absolutely not. I don't even know how that goes. I don't even know anything about prospect lists or anything like that. The only list that I want to make one day, God willing, would be the 9-man team, the lineup that walk into the clubhouse and you look on the left and there's your name penciled in the top 9 somewhere.
Now, with the Lansing Lugnuts, you've batted anywhere between 2 and 4 this year. What are the different approaches at the plate for you? Would you rather prefer to be, you know, in the 2-hole, 3-hole, or the cleanup guy in the 4-hole?
As long as I'm in the lineup and I'm playing and I'm giving my team a chance to win, and I'm excited, I'm happy, and I could care less, to be honest with you.
Do you have any goals or expectations for yourself this season?
I just want to be more consistent and work hard and just learn. You know, defensively, I got a lot of things to work on. Offensively, I got a lot of things to work on, but you know, that's why we're here. We're developing and we're getting ready to go, so that, you know, when you get the call, you're ready to go. And these guys do a good job of it. You know, JT's great, Kenny's great. We got, you know, rovers that come in and out like Mordecai and Doug, and those guys help us out a lot. Barney and help us out a lot.
Now, some would argue you've been the most consistent Lugnut offensively this year. You lead the team in base hits, hitting over 300. Do you take pride in it? What do you take pride most in your offensive abilities?
I take pride in my preparation and how I prepare myself. On the field, it's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I feel like when you go out there and you play hard and you prepare yourself, and, you know, I take pride in that mostly. And you know, the results will come, and I know that. But just being the same guy every single day, giving your opportunity to hit every single at bat, and you know, I've been fortunate enough that it's worked so far. But it is a long season, and I know I have over 100 games left, and I know I have to stay on my plan and just continue to just hit the ball hard, because they're gonna fall sometimes and they're not some the other times.
Is it tough to stay mentally strong in a 140 game schedule? It can be pretty grueling for guys, I'm sure.
I'm sure it can, and it's still early, and you know, obviously it's my first full season. I was fortunate enough to go play in Bluefield and in Vancouver last year, but it's nothing like full season. I know that, and I know, you know, it's not a sprint. You know, it's a marathon, and I gotta pace myself, and I understand that.
21 Lugnuts on the roster this year that were in Vancouver last year. What was your experience like there in the Northwest League?
Northwest League was awesome. The guys on the team were just close-knit, and everybody pulled for each other, which was why we won. I mean, you hear about the best teams, and they always have the one word that everybody's looking for, chemistry, and we had it. And, you know, we haven't had, you know, a hot start yet, but you know what, we have 2 halves, and right now we're getting ready, and we're just playing every day and learning how to be a pro more and more, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
How did your experience in Bluefield vary from that of Vancouver?
Experience in Bluefield was, you know, the first opportunity. Guys got out and we got to play under the lights. We had a lot of talent there. We also had a lot of fluctuation throughout the whole organization that year. Guys getting moved up, guys getting hurt, guys getting moved down. And we lost a lot of good players. And you know what? I firmly believe if we had everybody there, you know, the team we started with, we would have probably went far. And even with the team that we had towards the end, you know, we still had a good ball club. We just got a lot of young talent learning how to play.
What's your most memorable baseball moment?
I would have to say, so far, I mean, the latest accomplishment would be winning the championship for Vancouver.
What did that feel like for you guys? Obviously, so many of these guys were on that team, and you still have that chemistry carrying over now into Lansing.
Absolutely. I mean, we obviously want to repeat. We want to do it again. Easier said than done. It's just day by day, pitch by pitch, at bat for at bat. And then eventually they add up, and we'll see how it goes.
That's Lugnuts infielder Christian Lopes. Christian, thanks for your time and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame show right here on 92.1 Big Country.